Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic of the week is, I work hard. I shouldn't feel like this. And this topic was actually inspired by a client of mine who I was talking with him, and he said, you know, before we started working together, I used to think that hard work pays off is a myth. Because I was working really hard. I was working hard, but it wasn't paying off because I was working my ass off 50 to 60, 70 hours a week, nights and weekends, doing my side gig too, and yet we didn't have enough. My sister's baby shower was coming up, and I wanted to get her an awesome baby gift, that expensive baby gift, but we couldn't afford it. We couldn't justify it, and it felt bad. Like, of course she understood, but I work hard. It shouldn't be like this. Doesn't hard work pay off? And he said, it wasn't until we started working together that I saw what I was missing. And I want to talk about what that is, what it is that so many tech managers like you are missing. You work hard and you're committed and you're intelligent. You pay attention to the details, you're responsible, you do what's right, and yet everything feels so hard and you're not winning, you're not getting those promotions, you're not earning those raises that you were promised. You're not earning raises, you're not landing the job that you know that you're capable of doing. And you're having to settle for less, but you know that you're capable of more. Doesn't hard work pay off? Isn't that the way it's supposed to work? The reality is that hard work doesn't always pay off. And the way that I want to illustrate why, like what's missing in this puzzle, is actually by telling the story of Matthew Frazier. Matthew Frazier is the four-time fittest man on earth. He has won the CrossFit Games four times in a row, 2019, 18, 17, and 16, and he came in second. He was the second fittest man on earth in 2015 and 2014. And his story is a story of hard work paying off, and that's actually his hashtag. So if you follow Matt Frazier on Instagram or other places, he always, almost always ends them, or especially when it's when a motivational thing and he's just really in the zone, HWPO, hard work pays off. And when he was interviewed by someone, he said like that they asked him basically like, what's the secret? Like, how is it that you were able to win 1, 2, 3, 4 times in a row? That's no small feat. To have that consistency, to have that power. He was like, yeah, you know what? As I was grinding through and doing the work to make myself the fittest man on earth, it's hard work to do that. The thing that I kept playing on a loop in my head was hard work pays off. Hard work pays off. This is gonna pay off. Keep at it. Hard work pays off. And it's a really inspiring story. Matt Frazier was not born this way. He decided to become the fittest man on earth. He was actually a junior national weightlifter with his sights on the Olympics, but a back injury threw him off. And then he discovered CrossFit. And it was a relatively easy transition for him because he already knew weightlifting. He already knew the Olympic lifts, which are a huge part of CrossFit. doing cleans and snatches and clean and jerks and front squats, back squats, all the kinds of squats. He already knew that. He already had the technique. And then it was simply a matter of filling in the holes and training his weaknesses, which for him included cardio and running and sprinting and a lot of the gymnastics movements as well. Like doing handstand walking and muscle ups and pull ups and things like this. So he came in at an advantage, but it wasn't an easy road for him. And I think the best way to learn about his story, if you're curious more about the details of it, is there is a documentary. It's a fabulous, extremely inspirational documentary. Even if you're not into sports and competition, they do a really, really good job of telling the athletes' stories. Is to watch The Fittest on Earth, A Decade of Fitness. I believe it's on Netflix. You could also buy it on iTunes as well, but I think it's really available on Netflix or Amazon Prime, one of those. So Fittest on Earth, A Decade of Fitness, and there's a whole bunch of other, and then you can just jump into that rabbit hole. There's a whole bunch of other CrossFit documentaries as well. And so the reason that I thought of Matt Frazier, though, when that client was speaking to me and as I was thinking through this week's topic, hard work pays off, because that's his mantra, hard work pays off. But here's the thing. Why is it that this hard work is paying off for Matt Frazier, but the hard work is not paying off for you? Yeah, you may live in completely different worlds, right? His days are filled with squatting in his basement, and doing clean and jerks and running and climbing ropes and, being on the ski erg and rowing and the rowing machine and going on the assault bike and doing crazy stuff with dumbbells and, preparing for the CrossFit Games, which means preparing for anything, any possible crazy endurance test that's possible. And eating and recovering and doing that work and making sure that he's keeping his body, keeping his machine in the best shape possible, and also keeping his mind in the best shape possible. That's one of the things that's inspiring about Matt Frazier. He has a killer mindset. Nothing shakes him. Nothing shakes him. He knows how to get in the zone. He knows how to do it. So that's his days versus your days are, I'm going to guess, a little bit different. Maybe you go to the gym some days and, you do some burpees here and there, or maybe you know how to back squat, or, maybe you even know how to clean or clean and jerk, or you might even know how to do pull-ups or whatever it is. Or maybe that's not even your life at all. And most of your day is spent in front of a computer. While it may seem like your lives are completely different, the similarity, if you really dig in, is very, very striking. So especially if you rewind to a time 6-7 years ago when Matt Frazier was down in the dumps and he got injured and his hopes and dreams of going to the Olympics were completely shattered. And he was in pain, and it was like, I don't know what's next. What's next? And he was looking for what's next. That may be where you are right now too, where your hopes and dreams, career-wise, life-wise, have been shattered. You've been trying for this goal for so many years, and you just haven't been able to get to it. Whether it's that raise, that promotion, that new job, earning the title as a real manager and not just sort of sitting in the sidelines, finally making an impact, the impact that you want to, and it just hasn't been working. And you are working hard, but it's not paying off. What's the difference? Well, if you look at someone like Matt Frazier or really any champion, anyone who has achieved amazing, what some people might call impossible things that other people, look, all CrossFit, all of the fittest on earth, all of the people who go to the CrossFit Games are able to, they're pushing the limits of what the human body is capable of. And they do it. and they achieve the impossible every single day. And so if you look at any champion, whether it's four-time fittest man on earth, Matt Frazier, three-time fittest woman on earth, Tia Claire Toomey, two-time fittest woman on earth, Katrin David-Sauter, or any of the other champions, the GOATs, the greatest of all time in any sport, whether we're talking about Muhammad Ali, or, you know, I'm thinking of some of the tennis stars, their names are escaping me right now, Martina Navratilova, or really anyone who has achieved greatness, Michael Jordan, their hard work paid off because they had a system and because they had a coach, at least one coach, usually more than one coach. In Matt Frazier's case, he has multiple coaches. He has his core coach, who is the one that kind of organizes all of his stuff, for lack of a better term, who's kind of always right there with him, letting him know what he should be focusing on, and then also connecting him with a team of other coaches as well. So he has endurance coaches, he has a weightlifting coach, and he has other experts who he leans toward for example, for sprinting. You know, one of the greatest, like if you asked, when Matt Frazier was asked, like, what was one of your favorite moments in the CrossFit Games history? It's when he won his heat. He didn't even win the whole thing, right? But win the whole event, but he won his heat in a suicide sprint. So it was basically, they had to run down the field, turn around a pylon, come back, run down even further, turn around a pylon, come back, and then run down even further. And the year before, he sucked at sprinting. He almost came in like dead last in the sprinting event because he wasn't a sprinter. He was a weightlifter. Right? That's where he came from. Like, he didn't like running. He didn't know how to sprint. But he didn't take that as like, oh, that's just a weakness. I guess I'm just going to end up last again or somewhere middle of the pack. There's no way that I can win. But he's like, no, you know what? I'm going to swallow my ego and I'm going to learn how to sprint. So in that year, he actually went to the high school track meet. You know, so here he was in his mid-20s at that point. I think he was 25, 26 years old. And he was sprinting, learning how to sprint with high schoolers who were beating him. But he went day after day, week after week, and he learned how to sprint, and he got the result. And so the difference is champions like this, and he had a coach through that process, and he had a system through that process. It's how he learned how to sprint. It's how he became fittest man on earth four times in a row, and he's going for a fifth. That's not an accident. That was done purposefully. That hard work paid off for him because he had a system, and he has more than one coach. That's what you are missing too. You don't have a system. And you don't have a coach, and you need both. You need a system, a proven system to upgrade your career, a proven system to earn that raise, that promotion, to land that next hell yes job. You need a proven system. And you need a coach, just like all the other best in the world. You need someone to guide you. You need world-class support. So that when the challenges happen, you know how to thrive through them and apply that system. That's the best opportunity and the best way for you. If you're missing either one of those, look, okay, let's start with this. Actually, hang on, back up a second. If you're missing both of them, you're up a creek without a paddle, metaphorically, maybe literally as well, if we're talking about kayaking, and that's your life's dream is to kayak. So maybe your life's dream is to become a professional kayaker and you want to become a badass world-class tech leader as well. If you're missing a system and a coach, you have no GPS, you have no Sherpa, you have neither of them. Good luck. Good luck climbing Mount Everest without a system and a Sherpa. You're going to die. Pretty damn guaranteed you're going to die. Or hurt yourself really, really, really bad. We're talking about creating your dream career here. We're talking about becoming a champion. We're talking about achieving the impossible. If you don't have a system, if you don't have a coach, your career is going to be dead on arrival. Because you're just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, and you're wasting energy. You're wasting time. You're wasting money. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like without a system, without a coach. Now, let's take a look at some people hire a coach. Let's just see what happens when you have a coach. So what some coaches do, though, is they won't give you the system. They'll just give you advice. And they think that advice is coaching. Or you may think you have a coach already in your friends. My friends are my coach. My colleagues are my coach. My boss is my coach. No, they're not. Because what they're doing is they may be your cheerleader, rah, rah, let's go, you know. But what does that do? Nothing. And also, they're just giving you advice. Some of it may be good advice, but they're not really getting to the core problem. They're not identifying the core issue. And they're not trained to help to empower you to get to that victory. They're just telling you how they did it, which certainly can be inspiring from time to time. Absolutely. But you don't want to do it the way other people did it. You want to win on your own accord. You want to be able to build and reclaim that confidence for yourself. You don't want advice. You want to be empowered to win. So that's what happens if you have the wrong coach. And if you just have a coach, even if it's a relatively good coach, without a system, then it's really just crossing your fingers and hoping it's going to work. While you may feel good about it, it may feel like a good, challenging, inspiring experience because you have that person cheering you on, there's no system that's proven to help you get there. So then let's take a look at, well, what does it look like if you just have a system? Because some people are like, oh yeah, I've read a book or two or three on leadership and careers. I have a system. I have the step-by-step system. All I need to do is implement it. How's that going for you? Have you actually implemented it consistently with Herculean consistency? And how have you worked through those challenges? And how have you applied it to make sure that it's going to fit into your life and that's sustainable? Because just having a system isn't enough. It's required, but it's not enough. The easiest example I can give there is actually related to health and fitness. Most of us know what it takes to be healthy. Drink a lot of water, eat good food, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Eat food, not a lot, mostly plants. We can follow the Michael Pollan suggestion. It's actually really simple to be healthy. Stay hydrated, keep moving, exercise 2-3 times a week. We know that's pretty straightforward. That's pretty simple. That's the system. I can give you the system for being healthy right now. Ready? Drink at least 80 to 90 ounces of water a day. Eat more fruits and vegetables than you think you need to. Get at least 30 minutes of movement in every day. I don't care how much movement. And make sure you get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. That's the system. Go, do it. Now, some of you, you're doing it, and it's great, and it's awesome, and it's fabulous. It's really simple, but you're not doing it. Why? Because you're getting in your own way. You don't have a coach. You don't have someone there to not only elaborate on the details of the how, because you're going to have some questions around the details of the how, but how do you make it work in your life? And, oh, okay, I could do it for 2 days, but what about for 2 months? What about for 2 years? That's why you need a system and a coach. And Matt Frazier and all of the other greats, the champions, have had a system and have had a coach. So when Matt Fraser shows up to the gym every day and goes down into his garage, into his basement to do that hard work that pays off. He knows, he has that confidence that what he's doing is going to work because it's a proven system for him. He knows that he can take one rest day just to work on accessory work and lay and watch TV and watch The Office. He knows he can do that, and he knows he can enjoy that because the other 6 days he's working. And what does he need to work on? He has a system and a coach to determine that. I want to learn how to sprint better. Okay, I'm not just going to, you know, pretend to learn how to sprint better and put it in my calendar. I'm actually going to go and do the work. And how am I going to make sure that I show up to that track meet and be with and be humbled with those high schoolers every day? My coach is going to remind me why, and my coach is going to motivate me to do it because he has that confidence that the work he's doing is going to work. That's why you're not doing the work. That's why your hard work is not paying off, because you don't have that confidence, that base level of confidence underneath it all, that it's going to work. Underneath it all, you're just wondering, okay, I can do all of this hard work. I can show up and work 80 hours a week, but is it worth it? I don't know. Who knows? And then you slack off, and then you don't do it, and then maybe you work hard, and then you get burnt out, and it's all not worth it. You need a system, and you need a coach, and that's what we're here for. Over hundreds of clients, over almost 6 years now, our systems work. The PeopleStack systems work. As far as I'm aware, and I do my research, and I do my connecting, we are the only company, the only coaching company to have a proven system to help tech managers build your dream careers. That's our niche. We're the only ones to be able to say that. We're the only ones to be able to do that. And the proof is in our clients' results. Every day, every week, every month, more and more of our clients are achieving what they previously thought was impossible. Earning 20 to 30% raises, finally getting that promotion to director, to VP, to a C-level job, finally having the freedom to be able to start their own businesses, whether it's IT consulting, whether it's building software, whatever it is, they're doing it. We have the proven systems. They're flexible, they're powerful systems that you learn to apply to your life, to your career, to your teams. We have the systems, and there's the support there as well. There's us. There's me. There's Rob, my COO, my husband, and we have a support team as well of coaches and assistants whose our job, our livelihood is to help you. That's where we get our motivation, is to help our clients build your dream careers. That's why we get out of bed every morning. No joke. After the fog wears off and I'm like, okay, I'm awake now. I love this bed. I love the smoothie I'm going to have for breakfast. And oh my God, I'm so proud of my clients. No joke. It's one of the first 5 to 10 thoughts I have every morning beyond the basic needs being met: food, water, shelter. Food, water, shelter, client outcomes. That's what it's about for us. We have the proven systems. We are world-class coaches. We are here to help you. So if you are committed to making your hard work pay off by finally having a system, by finally having a coach, just like the best in the world do, it's time for you to book a call. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Show up coachable, and it's going to be the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your tech career. It's going to put you in the driver's seat in a way that you never have felt before. It's 100% free of charge, so don't worry about the money yet. We're here to change the world. one tech manager at a time, and we need your help to do that. We need you to step up and get to the truth of what's not working in your career so that you can actually fix it. We need you to step up and tap into the possibility of what dream you can create. That's how you are going to help us transform the world one tech manager at a time. It all starts with one conversation, thepeoplestack.com/book. So just head over there, pick a time that works for you, and get ready for an inspiring, eye-opening, truth-revealing conversation about your tech career. Let's make that hard work pay off, folks, because you deserve it. That's it for the day. Talk to you soon. Take care, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.